Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, October 7th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss a hot topic in fitness. Folks, let's dive right in. Today we're discussing the latest fitness trend taking TikTok by storm: vibration plates. What exactly are these devices and why are they gaining so much attention?
Well, Ted, vibration plates are basically these funky rectangular platforms that shake your entire body while you stand on them. It's like having your own personal earthquake machine in your living room. They're being hyped up as this revolutionary workout tool that'll give you a six-pack while you scroll through Instagram. It's pretty wild stuff.
Oh, come on. Let's not get carried away here. These futuristic hoverboards are just another ridiculous fad that people are falling for hook, line, and sinker. There's no proper scientific backing.
Whoa, hold your horses, Kate. Some users have reported some pretty impressive benefits. There's this one woman who claimed she lost 3 pounds and zapped away cellulite after just 30 days of use. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Anecdotal evidence isn't worth squat, Eric. We need to look at actual scientific studies before making such outlandish claims. One person's experience doesn't mean jack.
Interesting points, both of you. Now, there are some pretty bold claims floating around about the effectiveness of these plates. Can you elaborate on those?
Sure thing, Ted. Get this. One TikTok user suggested that 20 minutes on a vibration plate is equivalent to 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, a one-mile run, and an hour-long bike ride. Talk about a time saver, right?
That's absolutely absurd. There's no way in hell a vibrating platform can replace such intense exercise. It's completely misleading and potentially dangerous to spread such misinformation.
Whoa, easy there, Kate. While the claims might be a tad exaggerated, we can't dismiss the potential benefits entirely. Even celebs like Madonna have been linked to using these devices. There's got to be something to it, right?
Oh, please. Celebrity endorsements don't mean squat when it comes to scientific proof. We need to be way more critical of these trends instead of blindly following what some pop star does in their spare time.
Let's talk about the actual research. What do scientific studies say about vibration plates?
Well, there's actually some interesting stuff out there. A 2019 review in the Journal of Musculoskeletal and Neuronal Interactions found that vibration plates did result in fat loss in some trials. It's not all smoke and mirrors.
But the same review showed inconsistent results in decreasing total body fat percentages. It's not some miracle solution that'll melt away the pounds while you stand there like a statue. People need to get real about fitness.
Let's put this trend in context. Can you think of any similar fitness crazes from the past that we can compare this to?
Oh man, this takes me back. Remember the Thighmaster craze in the 90s? It was this simple contraption that promised to tone your thighs and butt with minimal effort. You'd see infomercials for it all the time.
The Thighmaster is a perfect example of how these fitness fads prey on people's desire for quick fixes. It was largely ineffective and fell out of favor faster than you can say, buns of steel. History repeating itself, if you ask me.
But hey, the Thighmaster wasn't all bad. It got people thinking about targeted exercises and home fitness. Sometimes these trends can be a gateway to better health habits.
It mostly lined the pockets of the manufacturers and celebrity endorsers, just like these vibration plates are doing now. It's the same old song and dance, just with fancier equipment.
Interesting comparison. How do you think the vibration plate trend might evolve compared to the Thighmaster?
Well, vibration plates have more scientific backing than the Thighmaster ever did. Studies have shown some benefits in muscle mass gain and fat loss. Plus, they're way more versatile. You can use them for all sorts of exercises, not just squeezing between your thighs.
But those benefits are minimal compared to traditional exercise. We're seeing history repeat itself with overblown claims and disappointed consumers. It's like watching a rerun of a bad sitcom.
Both the Thighmaster and vibration plates promised easy fitness. How do you think this impacts people's approach to exercise?
You know, it can actually serve as a gateway to more serious fitness routines. Some people might start with a vibration plate and then progress to more comprehensive workouts. It's like dipping your toe in the fitness pool before diving in head first.
Or it could totally discourage people when they don't see the dramatic results promised, leading them to give up on fitness altogether. It's setting unrealistic
expectations. Looking ahead, how do you see this vibration plate trend unfolding? What are some potential outcomes?
I believe vibration plates will find a niche in the fitness market. They might be particularly useful for older adults or those in rehabilitation settings. Imagine grandma getting her groove on while improving her bone density.
I see a different outcome. This trend will fade faster than last year's TikTok dance craze, leaving people with expensive, barely used equipment cluttering their homes. It'll be the treadmill turned clothes hanger of the 2020s.
Those are important points. What about the broader impact on the fitness industry?
Vibration plates could lead to more research into low-impact, high-efficiency workout methods. This could benefit people with limited mobility or time. It's all about making fitness more accessible and less intimidating for everyone.
It's more likely to distract from proven exercise methods and nutritional approaches. The fitness industry might focus on gimmicks rather than evidence-based practices. We'll be drowning in a sea of useless gadgets.
But it could also spark interest in fitness among people who were previously inactive. Any movement is better than no movement, right? It's about getting people off the couch and thinking about their health.
Not if it gives people a false sense of achievement and prevents them from engaging in more effective forms of exercise. It's like thinking you're a master chef because you can microwave a TV dinner.
Finally, how might healthcare professionals adapt to this trend?
They might incorporate vibration plates into physical therapy routines, especially for patients who can't perform traditional exercises. It could be a game changer for people recovering from injuries or dealing with mobility issues.
Or they'll spend more time debunking myths and treating injuries caused by improper use of these devices. It's going to be a headache for doctors trying to separate fact from fiction in the exam room.
Well, folks, it looks like the jury's still out on vibration plates. Whether they're the next big thing in fitness or just another passing fad, only time will tell. Thanks to Eric and Kate for their insights, and thanks to you for tuning in. This is Ted, signing off from Listen 2.